This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A bill that will codify the right to an abortion into Colorado law passed the House today on a party-line vote after 3 hours of debate and protests over the weekend. The Democratic bill is meant to ensure ongoing access to abortion in the state in case the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. It now moves to the Senate. The Thwaites Glacier in Antarctica is the size of Florida and is often referred to as the Doomsday Glacier. If it were to completely melt, sea levels would rise 2 feet. Ted Scambos is a Colorado scientist and one of a few dozen people to step foot on the glacier.
As you get near the coast, these gigantic tears in beautiful patterns, but they span the entire view out the window of the plane to the horizon, of a continent just literally tearing apart and breaking into these city block-sized chunks that are drifting out into the sea.
Scambo says Thwaites continues to melt faster due to climate change. The Colorado Symphony is no longer requiring patrons to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test before attending performances. The policy also makes mask wearing optional. The Symphony joins several other venues in and around Denver that are relaxing their COVID-related restrictions. The University of Colorado women's basketball team is joining March Madness. The Buffs were awarded a 7th seed bid last night in their first appearance since 2013. They'll play the Creighton Blue Jays. This is CPR News.